Always here to inform you, Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Our scoreboard is limited. We're in between seasons, winter switching to spring, and while a few spring activities are trying to pop up, the weather is having a say in that as well. Do have some college basketball to report from yesterday. In the NAIA Sweet 16 Women's Basketball Tournament going on in Sioux City, Dakota Wesleyan, a loss to Cumberland's Kentucky, 87-80. Wesleyan led by 9 at halftime, had a lead in the fourth quarter before Cumberland's rallied for the win. Wesleyan sees their season come to an end. First-round game in the WNIT in Vermilion. University of South Dakota rolled to a 72-57 win over Cal Riverside. Coyotes will play at home again on Tuesday, hosting Northern Arizona in a second-round game. Schedule for today, Dakota State women's basketball is in a quarterfinal in that NAIA National Tournament. They play Carroll College of Montana today. Also today, the South Dakota State University women are in Spokane, Washington, as they will play their first round game in the NCAA Women's Tournament tonight against the University of Utah. The Jacks have a 12 seed. The Utes are a 5. Jacks head coach Aaron Johnston says the two teams really are a lot alike.
Well, I think some similarities are, one, they're very good defensively, and they do it in a way that we do. I think we go into games with a plan, how we're going to guard certain actions, how we're going to guard certain players, and from game to game that changes based on scouting reports. And I think when I watch them, they seem to have a plan for each team that they play against. So they'll guard players differently based on their strengths and try and take some of those things away. They also play a really good, you know, help, recover, rotation, defense. It's not just all one-on-one out there. So they have a really good defensive scheme that's similar to ours. And then offensively, they really spread the floor out. They shoot the ball from the three-point line really well. They have a lot of players who can shoot it, and they get themselves to the rim a lot. Those are things that we really work on, too. Some of the actions that they run are similar to what we do, but also similar to what we've seen in our conference. So I think there's some familiarity with that.
The Jacks are 27-5. Utah is 22-10. Tip-off is 9 o'clock Central Time tonight, and it is the final first-round game of the women's NCAA tournament. Other than that, just got a few other announcements to pass along. The season opener for Huron Spring of Baseball will have to wait. Huron was scheduled to travel out west to Sturgis and Rapid City this weekend, but the weather forecast forced a postponement. The teams are working on rescheduling. Huron Little League will begin registration for the upcoming season at the end of next week. Registration is online only at huronbaseball.net, and the registration will open on March 30th. A cost for coach pitch, ages 7 and 8, $50. Minors and majors, 9, 10, 11, 12, are $75. Scholarships available. They have information as well on their Huron Little League Facebook page, but online registration will begin 1 week from today at huronbaseball.net. Twins baseball on the air tonight will be a 5 o'clock start as they're starting to close out camp in Florida. They'll be headed north as the season opener is planned in Kansas City next Thursday. And pretty much the roster is set at this point, but do plan to have them on today and then tomorrow at noon. I'll kind of see what the weather looks like for tomorrow here to make sure we have somebody in to run that. But that is the plan here for Twins baseball, and we're less than a week from the season opener. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we will talk with Ken Heater, head coach, Wessington Springs boys basketball. The Spartans placed fifth at the State B tournament last week, and we'll review the seasons and talk about the seniors for Huron Tiger basketball with girls coach Cody Kaufman and boys coach Tim Budenhagen. That will be our Dakota Sports Saturday show, and that will be coming up at about 6 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy. and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. First up on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk a little Wessington Springs Spartan boys basketball. The Spartans finished their season last weekend at the B tournament in Aberdeen with a consolation championship after that consolation win over Gregory. Matt Watson had a chance to visit shortly with head coach Kenny Heater as the Spartans really were in control of that game for three quarters, then held off a furious fourth quarter comeback by Gregory to get the win, and turn it over to Mr. Watson and Coach Heater.
Well, Coach, congratulations. You guys take home a consolation championship game, end up in a win over Gregory, a game that you got off to a nice start, and kind of like the day before, gave that lead up, but battled through the adversity, stayed tough, and got the win.
Yeah, I thought we played a great three quarters, and I know how talented. I mean, Gregory's a top five team in the state. Their length, the athleticism they have, and, you know, they lose one really great ball player, but they're going to be a contender next year. The first three quarters, I thought we played outstanding. They went to a zone. We got a little tentative offensively, and then they started hitting tough shot after tough shot, and it's hard to stop that momentum sometimes.
You know, it's funny, you talked a lot over the weekend of this tournament and over this whole season when I ran into you about playing better defense. You wanted, when the shots aren't falling, we got to be better defenders. Perfect example, fourth quarter, shots weren't falling. You stayed at the free throw line, got all the free throws you could, but defense won this game.
Well, it did, and that's, you know, what we built our team on all year, and I thought the first three quarters were outstanding. The fourth quarter, I thought we were still playing the good D, but they were hitting tough shot after tough shot. We were there, hand in the face, and they were still knocking them down. Credit to them. They showed how great they can be in moments, but credit to us for hanging in, keeping our composure, and pulling it out.
Wanted to talk about the great job that you guys did on Mitchell today. Underneath, it didn't matter if it was Ryder, Brock would switch over. Colby did a lot of the work, but they did a great job on him.
Yeah, and he's such a incredible athlete, you know, and it'll be fun to see if he has a college career and what he gets done there. But I agree, you know, all 3 days we were undersized, and we've got a nice sized team, but the length at this State B tournament is just unreal. And for my guys to work and battle like they did and come back after a tough opening day loss and to pull out consolation championship, I could not be prouder.
For Brock and Blake to close out their final game of their career with a win here, a big one for them, and just a few words on them and what they meant to the season and the program.
Such great senior captains. They lead by example every day, work hard every day. Don't take a day off. And to play so well down the stretch, perfect way for them to go out, and I know they're really happy about it.
And, of course, definitely a team effort, so the rest of the team. This is just a special team you put together this year.
It is, and, you know, we're going to hope to keep it going in the upcoming years, but just an awesome way to end the year, and we're thrilled with what we got done this year.
You should just be celebrating this year. You're already thinking about next year.
Well, a little bit. Always am, but we'll see. We'll get to work. I bet the kids will be back in the gym next week.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for everything, not only today, but all season long, and congratulations on a well-deserved consolation title.
Thank you, Matt, for covering us so well.
Matt Watson, along with Wessington Springs boys basketball coach Ken Heater. The Wessington Springs Spartans finished their season at 24-2 and took the consolation championship at the Class B basketball tournament. We'll be back. We're going to wrap up here on Tiger basketball for the season. Head coaches Cody Kaufman and Tim Budenhagen will join us, talk some about the season, but mostly about their senior classes, as I believe there were six girls, five boys out of the senior classes for here on Tiger basketball this year. That is next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. Wrap up on Huron Tiger girls basketball. The girls came out of the season with a record of 7-14, and came into a season with really a couple of known commodities and a lot of girls getting their first extensive varsity action. We're joined by head coach Cody Kaufman, and really you knew you were light on experience coming in. So if I would imagine December 1st, you said, you know what, you're going to win seven games, you would have probably taken that.
Yeah, you know, when you get the schedule, you know, every year from their 80, you kind of look down the schedule and, you know, you can kind of pencil in, what teams you're going to compete with and what teams are going to be really good and what teams you're going to have a tough time competing with. I think when the season started, I had us around that, you're right, between 6 to 9 wins type of thing. So, obviously think that's why you play the game and you don't go on paper, but, you know, finishing with 7 wins, when you look at that, as you go down the list of wins, 2 wins against teams that qualified for the state tournament. So that's a big deal in itself, in my opinion, saying that when you watch those final eight teams that you beat 2 of them. So that's a, a very cool accomplishment. And then, you also, along that schedule, there's a few teams that, you had pegged that you to win games, and you lose those. So I guess as you look through the season and the 20 games and then the SODAC 16 game, it kind of balanced itself out on a few wins that you didn't expect and a few losses that you didn't expect as well.
Oh, we always salute the seniors on this final interview, and we'll just go down the list. You did have a core of 6 seniors this year, although not a ton of experience with those girls outside of maybe 2 girls. But we'll start off with Hampton Hines, just going down the roster numerically here for the seniors. And Hampton Hines was easily the most experienced girl back, moved into the starting lineup her freshman year, then started the rest of the way through her senior year, went over 1,000 career points. She was asked to do a lot with this team this year.
Yeah, you know, if you look off of last year's team, Hampton started last year, like you said, started from her freshman year, so easily the most experienced, but we graduated 5 seniors from the year before, which all played, and then Hampton played, so played 6-7 kids, the year before, so absolutely, Hampton was asked to do a lot, and credit to her, she knew that she had that bullseye every night that we stepped on the court, that everybody was gunning for her, everybody was going to try and take her away, and, still ended up averaging almost 16 points a game. Like you said, she eclipsed the 1,000-point mark. I think she ended up with somewhere around 1,091 points for her career. So very cool accomplishment, very tough accomplishment. The thing about Hampton is that she didn't just get there by accident. With all her success on the volleyball court, on the basketball court, wherever it was, she's put in the time. She's worked hard. After practice, before games, she's always there. Working on her shot, working on different things, and trying to be the best that she can be. And you saw that. Hampton, is the ultimate competitor, and sometimes that got the best of her, but again, you don't ever want to take that competitive edge, that toughness, that feistiness out of any kid. So You know, she brought it every single day, you know, and especially on game days, and she gave us everything she had. And, you know, a credit to her was, you know, this year was, you know, being more patient with the lack of experience, you know, teaching, trying to teach, you know, the kids as we're practicing, doing a lot of that stuff that, you know, she kind of, you know, pushed down her, you know, her experience to other kids and tried to help them out as much as she could. So what a pleasure. You don't get to coach athletes like that very often. I got the pleasure of doing it for 2 years with Hampton. But being in, you know, being around coaching for the last 10, 12, 15 years here, you know, hands down one of the most skilled players as far as shooting the basketball, scoring the basketball that I've been around. So, again, an absolute pleasure to coach Hampton. We'll, you know, wait to see where she goes. I know she's looking at a few different colleges and stuff. So if she does choose to play at the next level, it'll be, you know, exciting and fun to be able to follow her.
Next on the list is Kiki Eaglestar. Maybe kind of one of those what-have-beens. She played her freshman year, kind of ran the point for that freshman team that year. Then injuries, illness, a few other things that kept her out her sophomore, junior year. Decided she wanted to give it a try again her senior year. Not a lot of playing time. Had a good game in the SODAC 16, but, you know what, just a girl decided, you know what, I want to be a part of it again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so Kiki came out last summer, you know, and went to some team camps and stuff with us and hadn't made up her mind yet whether she was going to play the season or not. You know, so Kiki had to make some changes, you know, and credit to herself, you know, she was ineligible for the first couple weeks of the season. But, you know, maybe the most proud I've been as a coach is getting updates, you know, and stuff and from her and, you know, her telling me, you know, how committed she is to it, and she showed me how committed she was to it because she's the one that made herself eligible. You know, she's the one that got everything to good graces and was able to put on a Tiger uniform her senior year. And again, you know, I alluded to it earlier, but she's one of them kids that was showed up every day, didn't complain about her role. A lot of times was on the scout team looking to, you know, being the other team's best player or trying to make Hampton better, Hilton better, someone along those lines. So, again, a very proud moment as a coach because of how hard she worked just to be able to put on a here on Tiger uniform. You knew it meant a lot to her, and she showed it every day. And, you know, lo and behold, game 21 was when we needed her the most. She had her best game, and she was ready. You know, again, a lot of kids would have helped, you know, hung their head with the lack of playing time. And she, you know, she stayed with it the whole time, and was ready when her name was called in game 21.
Next on the list is Tatum Peterson. You always have a girl or two like this every year. You know, she just patiently waited for her chance to play for her senior year, was sophomore JV, all of that. And in my opinion, just for me, I thought she was the girl who improved the most from beginning of the season to the end of the season.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, Tatum, you know, Tatum is just such an unbelievable kid. She's involved in everything as far as the school goes. I mean, she was the driving force behind getting the, you know, behind getting the fan bus to go to Pier to the SODAC 16. You know, so just one of those kids that just, you know, bleeds orange and black and is involved in all kinds of different activities and honestly would give anybody the jersey off her back. You know, just a great kid in general. And then when you talk about the basketball court, you're exactly right, you know. She played C team for, you know, her freshman and sophomore year, played JV her junior year, you know, and waited her turn. You know, she got to start on senior night, but started one game as a senior, but, you know, played, you know, a lot of minutes for us because that's what we needed. And just her improvement, you know, of just one, you know, just her skill improvement, but just the knowledge, you know, of the game and stuff increased so much throughout the year. So, again, I said at the potluck, I mean, there's more stories about Tatum that you would just laugh at. Just a comical kid, a funny kid, again, a great kid to be around and has a heart of gold, and a kid that, you know, as she moves on into our future, you wish her nothing but absolute success because our world needs more kids like Tatum. So an absolute pleasure again, you know, I'm sitting here smiling, kind of giggling to myself of all the stories I could think of with Tatum. So, great improvement, great kid, and a great teammate for the last 4 years in the Huron Tiger Girls basketball program.
Next on the list, Lizzie Heinen, and she did start a few games last year, played a lot of minutes off the bench for you as well, and after Hampton and probably Hilton, she was probably had the most varsity time coming into the season.
Yeah, again, you know, the my coaching career, I don't know that I've seen a kid like Lizzie grow so much in her skill level and her development of basketball in 2 years. From the summer of 2022 when I started to the peer game, you know, our last game, I can't even put into, you know, quantify how much she's grown as a basketball player. And, you know, that's credit to her. I know before I got the head coach job, she battled some injury and stuff. But she just kept working hard and working hard, and wanted to get better. And that's a credit to her. She didn't have a lot of experience, you know, when I got here. She was asked to do quite a bit, in the minutes that she got as a junior, because she was basically our only size that year. And then this year, asked to score the ball more than she had ever been. And then just what an unbelievable rebounder, you watch film on her, with her length and her size and being able to go get that basketball, and again, I talked about it at the potluck, but, she finished with two double doubles on the year. So, that rebounding meant as much to her as, scoring the basketball did. So, just that work ethic, the energy, the effort, was just unbelievable to see, and the growth in the last 2 years. So, credit to her as far as, wanting to get better and staying healthy, and just showing up every day and, working to, make the best of her abilities.
And next is Kenzie Simmonsma, and 6 foot senior, and a little bit like Tatum, where she kind of just held her ground, waited for her chance to play her senior year, and then started every game this year.
Yeah, one thing about Kenzie, again, talk about just an unbelievable kid, liked by everybody on the team, always willing to help anybody out. In fact, she made a playbook for a couple of the younger girls that were struggling with the plays. She, in a study hall or something, drew up the plays and wrote them down and, gave them to a couple of the younger kids. So just shows the type of kid that she is, type of person that she is, and then, we talked about it, she put her body on the line every single day at practice and for sure every single game, and did that get her in trouble with fouls a little bit? Absolutely. But she's one of those kids that had a motor that was going 110 miles an hour all the time, and you weren't going to slow that down. And to be honest with you, you don't want to slow a kid down like that. You just want her to keep going and going and going. And that effort and that energy that she has on a basketball court, is going to carry over to everyday life, and it's going to just, it's going to take her as far as she wants to go, and she's going to be successful at whatever she does because she has that motivation and that drive to do whatever. So, again, was asked to do, stuff that she'd never done before on a basketball court and never complained, gave it her all the time. And, she just laid it all out there every day. And, as a coach, those are the type of kids you want, are the ones that are going to give you everything they got every single day.
In the final senior, Jaylee Noyes moved in for the start of her junior year. That can never be the most pleasant situation. Looks like the girls welcomed her in as well, and she fit in well.
Yeah, absolutely. If you know Jaylee at all, she's not going to harm a fly. A nice kid that, is going to fit in with anybody and everybody, and you saw that. You're exactly right. Moving in the middle of high school years, yeah, it can't be easy at all. But she seemed to transition to it very well. Joined the basketball team, you know, played a lot for us last year on the JV team. And, you know, and her minutes were limited this year. And, you know, again, there was never a gripe, there was never a complaint. Showed up every day, made Kenzie and Lizzie work really hard inside because, you know, she's so strong and knew how to use her body and set screens. So she made those two a lot better throughout the year. So, you know, some of that credit and that growth of Kenzie and Lizzie is because of, you know, how hard Jaylee pushed them every day. So, and there's kids on teams like that all the time that just show up and work hard, you know, and don't get a lot of playing time. And to be honest with you, we need more of that. You know, everybody expects that when you put in your 4 years, playing time is a guarantee, and you're expected to do all this stuff. But, you know, a great example of just being a great teammate, and a great kid, and you know, we sure are glad that they moved in from Rapid City, and you know, again, we wish her nothing but the best in the future.
So those senior six seniors, always hard to say goodbye, and really we're going to look a little bit again next year like we did this year. There is a little more experience, but not a ton. You'll have Allie Davis, Hilton Hines back as starters. Allison James played starter minutes off the bench, and then after that there's roles to be had and a lot of younger girls coming up, including a little bit of size. And so, but girls also know that you're going to have to earn that spot. Nothing will be given.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird, right? You're exactly right. We're going to be inexperienced again, I guess, on paper, right? Where, you know, like you said, we're going to bring back two starters, you know, that'll both be juniors, and then Allison played a lot. So we have three girls that are going to have quite a bit of experience, but then after that, again, it drops off really hard. The thing I think that when you look at the roster on paper, again, and it's early, right, and we'll have all summer and all fall and everything else. But I think that we should look at probably having a little bit more depth next year. You know, 8, 9, 10 kids, you know, where typically the last 2 years it's been 7 kids, maybe with an 8th playing a little bit. You know, it's probably going to be a little bit more competitive as far as, you know, our practices go. And kids that played a lot of minutes this year, you know, that might change. You know, if we have, you know, more depth and you're not having as good of a night, you might not play as many minutes. So looking forward to that group, you know, and getting this group back in the gym come, you know, early June for open gyms and stuff. And like I said, looking at hopefully having a little bit more depth of being able to play 8, 9, 10 kids and, you know, working, you know, having different lineups and having different options and stuff like that. So while there is a lack of experience, there, you hit it right. You know, there's a lot of capable bodies that didn't play varsity, which is not a bad thing, you know, with a little bit of size. And we'll see if we can't, you know, mess some things together and come out and be a competitive basketball team like we were this year.
Cody Kaufman, girls basketball coach here on Tigers, finished out his second year as head coach. Tigers finished their season at 7-14. We'll highlight here on Tiger boys basketball next on Dakota Sports. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We are back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we talk here on Tiger Boys basketball, wrapping up their season with head coach Tim Budenhagen. The Tigers play seventh in the AA tournament, first appearance in 5 years for the Tiger Boys basketball program. And coach, just a quick rundown of the tournament. You know, we go 1-2, we get seventh place, maybe a little luck. We get a one or two other wins, too. We had our chances against both Brandon Valley and Watertown. So boys were up to the equation, just, you know, a few breaks needed to go our way and didn't.
Yeah, you know as well as I do, in order to win a state title, things just got to bounce your way. And they really didn't bounce the way that we needed them to bounce. Brandon, you know, we did a great job, I thought, inside. We limited our two big guys to 16 points for the game. Before that, when we played on the last regular season game, they scored 45, so I thought that was, I mean, we really paid attention to the scouting report. We did everything we could do. We just couldn't account for their 10 for 14 from the threes, and I think that's the best game they had shooting-wise in the tournament. So, you know, those are the types of things that you can't account for, but if you're going to win a tournament, you need to have happen. And, you know, fortunately for Brandon, it happened. Unfortunately for us, that we couldn't stop them from the three. And then the Watertown game, we jumped on them. We had a 10-point lead. I think we had a chance in the second half to really get them on their heels. But they started out like on a 15-0 run and took a 1-point lead halfway through, I think, the third quarter. And then we just, offensively, we just became stagnant. I think all of a sudden we got in our heads, oh, here we go again with Watertown. And then they took a big lead. I think in the fourth quarter, we come back, play Kitsat, shot to tie it. And then, you know, things again just didn't go our way. We just didn't have the breaks in order to beat them. And then I thought the Roosevelt game, we played solid the entire night. I mean, under adverse conditions, coming back from that Watertown fiasco, I thought we put together a really good game, and the kids followed the game plan, and I just thought it was a tremendous way to end the tournament.
You know, and it was just, you know, as you said, a great way for the younger kids. You know, hopefully this is a stepping stone moving forward. We'll get to that coming up for the senior class. Again, these kids had never played in a state tournament. So I've said this many times here in the last month. I'll say it again. You told me many years ago, you go as far as your senior class can take you. And, boy, you can't say enough about the five seniors on this year's team.
No, correct. We wouldn't be in that position. I mean, we wouldn't have made a state tournament if it wasn't for those five seniors, the grit, the determination, the commitment, the dedication, all those words, servant leaders, fit that senior class. And again, you know, when you get to that seventh place game, there's two ways you can look at it. You can just go in there and play, or you can prepare like it's your state championship game. And we did that on Saturday. We just wrote, this is championship Saturday. This is our last game. Even though it's this game, it's still our championship because this is the last game together. And we prepared and we did everything that we would for, you know, a game, study film, print out a scouting report. We did everything that we needed to do in order to win that game. Because I think this, because it is somebody's last game, and this will be the last time to step on the floor as a Huron Tiger. So I think that's important, and I think that you prepare the way that you play, and I thought we did it at a championship level.
We'll just highlight each of the five seniors. I'll just go down the roster here as they are numerically. So first guy on the list is Gavin Moding. Played starter minutes last year. He started this year. As we saw in football, he's just a good all-around athlete.
Well, the one thing I say about Gavin, he's gritty. You know, that there isn't a matchup that he fears, and there's not a matchup that he doesn't win. just because that he has that knack to get under people's skin because he just doesn't leave them alone. He's just always there. And Gavin did a great job. Always in the gym with us during the summer, prepared for each and every game like it was his last. I can't say enough good things about him, but being gritty and all, you know, all the adjectives that hard nose that fit him are, when people talk about him, it's all good things. And I think the biggest thing is that he's gritty.
The next on the list, Holden Haag, missed the last 2 years due to injuries, and he certainly had his share of them, actually going back to middle school. And he actually said he was a little undecided if he wanted to do this year, but obviously he's glad and we're glad he did.
Well, absolutely. We had him, you know, for a whole summer his junior year. So he got to play with us a whole summer, and then he gets hurt in football. Then again, we have him his whole senior year in the summer. And then all of a sudden, he got, you know, kind of tweaks his shoulder. So he's preseason wise, he doesn't get the reps and stuff like that he could have had. But then all of a sudden during the season, he started to shine. I mean, his athleticism, it's unbelievable. You know, the way that he jumps, his determination, his energy, all those things were a big part of why he got to play, because the energy just rose on the court, and you could see it the last four games of the season where his energy just propelled us to victory or propelled us to compete a little bit better, a little bit harder than what we were before. And then being a servant leader, and what I mean by that is he doesn't care about how much playing time he gets, or he doesn't care who's scoring the points. What he cares about is that we win, and that's what I'm going to take away about Holden. I mean, he's going to empty his tank, and he's going to do whatever it takes in order for the team to be successful.
Next on the list is Colton Ogle. It's kind of interesting when I talked to him after that last game. He said, you know, when I was a sophomore, when I was a JV player, I was kind of a scorer, but I knew coming into my senior year, I would have to fit a different role for this team, and he knew it had to be on defense, and as you saw that develop as the year went on.
Well, there's another kid that's extremely athletic. I mean, he goes up and he can dunk it two hands in practice and goes and dunks it in practice. He's got all the tools to be a good player. He's long. He's athletic. He can really shoot the ball well. I know it didn't seem like it this year, but he's got a really nice-looking shot. And in practice, it was tough to guard him at times. And I thought, you know, he just made us better, not only during the games, but also in practice, because you had to guard him. We had to guard him like we'd have to guard a shooter. He can rip and get to the rim. And I thought during the state tournament, he finally showed, you know, how he could play. I know he missed a big three against Roosevelt in the corner, but it looked good. He ripped to the basket a couple times in games, and he started, I think, to gain some confidence. But you're right. The defense end is where he made a difference. Like I said, he's long. He's athletic. The offense end, he got his extra possessions because he could rebound and get after the offensive boards. Each one of those seniors have had their moments. In order for us to win games, they had to come up big, and it's no different with Colton.
Next on the list, Carson Gainey Jr. We call him CJ, of course. And I guess the thing with him, he and Gavin were almost interchangeable. CJ was a little more of a scorer than Gavin, but those two guys on the front of our defense just caused other teams a lot of problems.
Well, I don't know if CJ set a record for here on high school in steals, because I don't know what the other people have done. But it's hard to say that someone's going to have more than 70 steals in a season. I just don't think that that number has ever been duplicated in Huron basketball history. Now, I can't say that for sure, but to me, as long as I've been around, there's nobody that stole more balls than CJ. He's just got a knack to hunt those balls down or get a finger on them and then run them down. I can remember the, I think it was the O'Gorman game when he's playing the 1-3-1 zone defense, and then all of a sudden they throw a ball up over his head, and he snatches it one hand. I think we score a layup at a big moment of the game. And then he reminds me of Vinny Johnson, who played for the Pistons a long time ago. They called him the microwave because when CJ heats up, he heats up, and he can score in bunches.
Then the final senior on the list, we call him Footy. I finally got the definition of why he's called Footy, but that's Carson Evans. Again, kind of like Colton Ogle, he just waited for his senior year to get his turn. He provided offense off the bench, was a pretty gritty defensive guy, because usually defensively he was almost always guarding somebody taller than him.
Always somebody taller and always somebody a little bit bigger. You know, but Footy spent a lot of time in the weight room along with Colton Ogle. During the summer, they lifted together at the high school, and then Footy went on to continue his lifting in the fall at any time. And you could tell that his strength just helped us out a ton down low, because he was able to bang with those big guys, with Althoff, with Anderson, with Smith, with Hinker. I mean, all the big names in the state, Footy was able to bang with. And then he provided us some big offensive hoops, none bigger than the one that in the DAC 6 on the left wing against O'Gorman, where he hits that three. I think we go up four at that time. And then he had another one in the state tournament. I think it was against Watertown, hit a big three. He just had that knack to hit big shots. And then at the end, he started cutting to the basket, and we're getting them layups. So Footy came a long way this year, and really did a nice job both defensively and offensively, helping us to be successful.
So that's our senior group of five, and all five of those guys played. I think they all at least started one game this year. Of course, Gavin and CJ were in the starting lineup the entire season. So, you know, those are guys that are going to be missed. While we do have some very good building blocks coming back, there's still roles that need to be filled now for next year. And I'm sure kids got to look at that and say, you know what, I can help next year.
Absolutely. And this, I mean, here's our question. How are we going to replace defensively what we did this year? So some guys are going to have to step up and then, you know, play those gritty defensive roles, because those seniors weren't afraid to do that. And that's why our defense was so good, because those five seniors bought into, hey, this is how we're going to win. We're going to have to play better. We're going to have to play great defense. And then our defense has got to jumpstart our offense. And I thought the entire year that's what we did. So now with the younger guys, one, the biggest thing we have to do is work on shooting. We got to find guys that can, you know, make that outside shot, spread the floor, create some mismatches inside so we can get the ball inside. And then if they double, we can kick and you can hit a shot. That's number one. Number two is how we're going to replace our defense. And those are the two things that we're really going to look for.
Just overall, as you look back on 23-24, your goal was set out 500 record, basically, 10 wins. You exceeded that by four. You made the state tournament. A lot of goals were accomplished this year, but now for those kids back, we want to make the next step.
Absolutely. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, a target on our back. I'm sure people are going to look at us because, you know, we had a good state tournament. We got a lot of young guys coming back that propelled us to that tournament. So there's going to be a standard now that, hey, we got to hit this standard. You know, how good can we be? Can we be one of the best teams in the state next year? I think we can with the talent that we have. But, you know, just having potential doesn't mean that you're going to reach it. What you need to do is that work ethic has got to go along with the potential. And if we work as hard, and dedicate ourselves during the summer and, you know, right now, getting in the gym and doing a little shooting, half hour, 45 minutes a day. In order to be a shooter, you got to work on your craft. That's what we expect. Then we got a chance to, you know, hit the standard next year. But we're gonna have some high expectations next year. But along with those expectations comes a lot of work.
You're on Tiger Boys basketball coach Tim Budenhagen. The Tigers made their first trip to the state tournament in 5 years, placed seventh, and finished out their season with a record of 14-10. Coming up next will be Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.